Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. I would agree with that. Silly season, Ty Dillon will be one of the top names to look for in silly season as he continues. When he's running the Cup Series, I was telling a friend of mine, he's done real well. Of course, you can't forget he had that top 10 at Talladega when subbing up for Tony Stewart. Well, on the bad side of the equation, Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick had top 10s, but it was not a good day for the other two Stewart Haas cars, Tony Stewart and Danica Patrick. They get involved in a crash, Patrick 32nd, Stewart 34th. Not a good day for two of the Richard Childress cars. Paul Menard has a mechanical issue. He finishes 33rd. Austin Dillon came home 37th. And Jimmy Cosworth, Kyle Busch hits the wall late, 31st. Jimmy Johnson, 35th. Some big names, some relatively big names in that 31-40 bracket.
Yeah, never really thought that a driver like Jimmy Johnson would have a bad day at Pocono, but I think when you just look back at the events that took place yesterday from start to finish throughout that race, it just goes to show you that you've got to be on top of your game. And unfortunately, I think Jimmy Johnson was he was in the right place, but I just think Ryan Newman just got a little loose and took the 48 car out. Obviously, ran into BK for a moment, but Keselowski kept on moving on and finished third. So, yeah, not a good day at all for Jimmy Johnson. Feel pretty bad for Tony Stewart and Danica Patrick getting involved in the same accident. Another misfortune, I should say, for Tony Stewart, since he's trying to crack the top three in points and maybe win a race. Look, Seth, the fact that he started sixth was, I thought was a pretty good sign at first, but I think as you go later and later in the race, Stewart eventually fell back a little bit, tried to stay in the top 20, but wrong place, wrong time, and, that's just unfortunate, and it's going to, give him a bigger hole to climb out of if he wants to try and get in the top 30 and win a race. You mentioned the RCR drivers, Paul Menard, Austin Dillon. Dillon really wasn't that much of a factor in this race. Had a pretty low driver running at 45.5, started 19th, and, just an unfortunate day, finished 37th. Same goes for Paul Menard, really not that much of a factor. Started mid-pack, started 20th. And then Kyle Busch, he was actually running pretty well early on until things just went from good to bad, and eventually worse, that he got in a two-car accident with Ryan Newman on lap 111. So, I mean, look, the fact that Kyle Busch has already punched this ticket into the chase, I don't think that bad luck really needs to be worried about that much, because we know that he'll be in the playoffs come September. The same goes for Jimmy Johnson. But when you look at a driver like Tony Stewart, and you look at a driver like Austin Dillon, two drivers that are doing all they can to try and make the chase. Right now, Austin Dillon is still in the mix. But if Tony Stewart keeps on having these bad races, I just don't see how he's going to crack the top 30 in points and win a race.
It doesn't look good right now after what happened on yesterday with Tony. So now moving on to closing the book on the Cup Series. The Xfinity Series ran at the Tricky Triangle at Pocono for the first time ever. It was a rain-shortened race. 53 of the laps were completed. And Matt, even though it is a Cup guy, you got to say, finally some good luck for Kyle Larson. He leads 27 laps. Larson gets his fourth career win in the Xfinity Series, his first since last year's finale at Homestead.
Yeah, that's a huge sigh of relief for Kyle Larson. I mean, I think he was lucky. The fact that this was a rain-shortened race and he was running up at the front of the field when it mattered the most. The fact that it's his first NASCAR win of the season is great. It takes a little bit of pressure off him. I mean, yeah, he didn't win the Spring Cup race at Pocono, but I think he's going to look at the positives and say, okay, Michigan's coming up next, high-speed track. And it's one of those racetracks where you say to yourself, okay, Larson can maybe run it up on the high side and get some speed off the corner and maybe try and win the race. So, to get that first Xfinity Series win of the season is one thing, but I think a lot of fans and media, that they're looking at Kyle Larson and saying to themselves, when will Larson crack through with that first career Spring Cup Series win? I think it's, I think he's starting to turn the corner. It's just a matter of whether or not he's in the right place at the right time.
That's all. That's what it's about. And maybe this was this. Maybe he knows this was an Xfinity race. Maybe it was start some good luck. Some other shout-outs I want to give here. Let's see. Eric Jones, Ty Dillon, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano. Rest of the top five. Daniel Suarez finishes ninth. Boy, he continues to impress. Brandon Jones, a good eighth-place run for him. What's going on the list here? J.J. Yaley finished in 13th for the 44, and Blake Cook got a top 15.
Yeah, those are some solid runs. You mentioned J.J. Yaley. You know, I thought, even though I really didn't see much of the race, I thought, you know, based on the type of day he had, it seemed like he kept his nose clean. And I think TriStar Motorsports made a good move by bringing him on board to, you know, at least try and run as many races in this 44 car as he can. So I think Yaley is starting to, you know, find that consistency and maybe help this team out a little bit. You mentioned Blake Cook, a 15th place ever. He's really never been a Pocono in years past, so it's a solid run. You know, you mentioned Brandon Jones in 8th, Daniel Suarez 9th, and how about Alex Bowman finishing the top 10? You know, we're starting to get in that stretch of the season where we might start to see Alex Bowman more so than not when it comes to the 88 car. Of course, we've seen other guys like Kevin Harvick, Cole Custer, Dale Jr., and pretty soon we'll see Josh Berry in the 88, but that's a pretty solid run for Bowman considering that he really hasn't run a whole lot of races this season.
Oh, I agree completely. I mean, he had a good run at Dover, too, and maybe you're right. Maybe there will be some more runs in the 88 coming up. We do have some standalone races. We have the Iowa here in a couple weeks, so we'll see what happens with Alex Bowman in the near future. Not a good day for Justin Allgaier. He crashed and finished 39th, but the main talking point, aside from Kyle Larson, in this race was a bit of an altercation of sorts between the two Ryans, Ryan Sieg and Ryan Reed. They got involved in a crash about lap 38 or so. Sieg finished 29th, Reed finished 33rd, and basically Sieg said he tried to talk to Reed, said you can't talk to him, basically said Reed says money doesn't buy you talent, said he was brain dead, just, yeah, he said, she said, whatever.
typical feud in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Seth. You know, I just think it was one of those situations where, you know, Ryan Reed was trying to pass Ryan Sieg, and he said, you know what, I'm just going to put the bumper to your rear and put you in the wall. I also think that maybe Ryan Sieg trying to talk to Ryan Reed at the wrong time, which is why, you know, you saw that altercation take place. You know, hopefully these two will have a discussion later on in the week and try and settle out their differences. I mean, I think there are, you know, these are two very talented drivers that are trying to make a name for themselves. Ryan Reed, obviously, driving with type 1 diabetes, and Ryan Sieg driving for family-owned RSS Racing. So, I mean, look, it's just all part of what needs to take place in NASCAR, and it's part of what you have to do if you want to try and be successful. Sometimes you got to find a way to move around a driver. Other times, you got to be patient and see when you can make the move. Unfortunately, Ryan Reed just felt like he needed to bump Ryan Sieg to get him out of his way. I mean, I don't blame Ryan Sieg for going up to Reed and trying to sort things out, but I just think Ryan Reed was not happy at all with the way Ryan Sieg was trying to block him, I guess. Again, hopefully these two will meet up later in the week and try and settle out their differences, but you know what? Rub, it's just all part of the sports, Seth. It's racing. It's a racing deal.